This will be interesting, you know, to see, you know, what comes out, whether they can get him for cause or, you know, what's, if there's some other kind of a settlement involving this thing. And I mean, you would have thought, really, the stunt that he pulled on not getting on the plane flying back from that one ball game would be cause. I've read that. I don't know. It's in Pro Football Talk. You know, that paragraph that most everybody puts in their contracts for this sort of thing. And it is, you know, those things are, including this one, are, they're kind of open-ended, vague, but, you know.
For a reason, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. For a lawyer to be able to, work around.
One way or another, you know, so.
So you think it might be some settlement, Pat, if you had to guess on that?
Yeah, I bet there'll be some kind of settlement.
Yeah.
Shad Khan's obviously got a ton of money and everything else. And you know, where they want to try to recoup all of it. If you're Urban Meyer, you probably don't want everything brought up. And Matt brought a pretty good point. There normally is in any of these things. There's something else out there that hadn't been made public.
They've got
documented.
Yeah, right.
You know, when you got a guy who is a loose cannon, which he is and has been since early on, you know, somebody around there is going to document it all. That's what you do. You know, and there'll be something there, whether Meyer wants all of that sort of thing rehashed again, don't know. You know, probably not, I would think. And then, but on the same hand, you know, Shad Khan give him a few million dollars or something like that, and here we go.
But. So, Pat, this may be kind of a silly question, but I'm asking because I don't know.
Right.
So, for years and years, you've talked about NFL security and how NFL security could easily have a microphone in the room I'm sitting in right now. I mean, they're on top of everything, okay?
Yep.
So, in a case like this, would the Jaguars use their own security people against Urban Meyer in this situation? Like, if they knew things, and I'm not trying to start any rumors.
Oh, no,
but
no,
I'm just saying, would Mr. Khan go to his security people or whoever's in charge of that and say, fellas, if you guys got anything on our old coach, we need to know. I mean, does that go on?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
The club has got a security guy. They are in every town has a NFL security guy that lives there. Normally they'll contract some former law enforcement guy.
Right. Yeah. Former
and
officer.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's in that town and they work together. You know, it's you've heard me say this. I mean, your security guy is going to get a call and said, hey, look, you need to know this. You got a bunch of them that's hanging out down here, and this is kind of a shaky
place. Those people know if a guy isn't in bed by 12:01. I mean, they know everything. Right?
They know, when an owner or a coach goes into a casino, they know. They know. I mean, there's a dossier out there, you know, now on about everybody. Now, some of it might be just common stuff that you got a speeding ticket or something like that, but then some of it might be something else too. So, yes, to answer your question, Matt, you get into something like this, Shad Khan would have, between his security guy. Now, again, what you got to watch is that security guy's normally hooked up pretty closely with the head coach. They might drive him around.
Yeah,
you don't know. So, but there is also somebody in this case, Jacksonville, that is employed by NFL securities. So they're all.
So in theory, that person would, again, I say in theory, would be a neutral party.
Be work for the NFL.
Okay, right.
Yeah, paid by the NFL.
Paid by the NFL, not. And again, in theory, not necessarily supposed to be buddy-buddy with people.
But they all kind of work hand in hand.
Yeah.
Like I say,
okay.
Most club security guys, they're former law enforcement people, you know, that are employed by, in this case, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
And they all kind of work together with, so they know about everything. I've told y'all some stuff off the air that, you know, that I was stunned a little bit from what I heard from one of those guys telling me some things. I didn't think he probably should have been telling me one time, you know, that they do know. So you get into all that kind of stuff. But, this is interesting. And I'd written down, you know, Lou Holtz. Holtz was 3-10. And we had talked about, I'm not trying to make either one of these guys, you know, some kind of Nazi or something, but you know, Meyer coached receivers for Holtz at Notre Dame. That was his first semi-real job, and so you know, their management style is very similar. You know, they're pretty abrasive and on a daily basis. And, you know, now here, this stuff with Meyer and then, you know, and now the Petrino, I'd forgotten until I heard one of y'all say this. Petrino made it 13 games. But
games, yeah.
The difference with Petrino, and we've talked about this before on other matters, Petrino had been an NFL assistant for Tom Coughlin. I used to run into him on the road working out kids. Worked out some of the same kids together, you know, several times. And so he had been an NFL assistant. Now, Holtz and Urban Meyer had never coached a day, a second in the NFL. That might have been one of the issues. But, you know, you get into the coach-centric, for the term they're using, which is what Shad Khan, the owner down there, wanted it to be. And you know, now Parcells and Belichick, you know, they're NFL lifers, basically. Well, Parcells had coached in college. But, you know, they're basically NFL guys, where Meyer didn't have really any experience in the NFL. You know, Jimmy Johnson, Jimmy could be rough on people, but Jimmy was essentially an upbeat guy, always has been. Now, again, yeah. You know, you cross him and you're going to hear about it. But from the standpoint of being upbeat, you know, it's that old deal. We've talked about this before, but y'all have heard me say it. You know, there's one theory that, you know, you treat your players like dogs and they're going to play like dogs. All right? Mm-hmm. That seemed to be Urban. But the other one is, and somebody told me this a long time ago when I started coaching, take care of your players and they'll take care of you. That doesn't mean you have to, you know, not have hard practices.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, just as far as doing things to help them, you know, be it, you know, extra towels or a new shower or a better locker room or, you know, travel better or saying things like that. But, you know, you get into this kind of stuff and, oh, this was going to blow with Meyer. I think we all were in agreement, just whether he made it through the season or not. It was going to blow up, so it's not surprising at all
to
me.
It's just a combination of things, right, Pat? When you go back and look, going all the way back to the hiring the strength coach,
right.
You know, from Iowa, Chris
right.
Doyle, you know, had been accused of making the racist comments and so forth.
You would have thought, excuse me, Craig, you would have thought something like that. Normally, you know, that guy would have been vetted by the organization once Meyer recommended that we're going to hire him.
Yeah.
So you could probably, either somebody missed it or you didn't go deep enough or something like that. You know, you would have thought that someone would have uncovered that and stopped it before it got to the point. But you're right. It was still there.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
But then, in and of itself, I mean, like the Tim Tebow deal.
Sure,
I mean, but it's just
one thing after another.
Start. Yeah, you're just going. Well, that's not going to work,
right,
and so forth.
Right.
And then the video. I think the thing that hurt him as much as anything, I think, was the video from Columbus. Number one, he didn't go back with the team, but also they said the locker room was openly making fun of him and so forth. After that, I really don't think that he had his players' respect.
Credibility, no. You know, I mean,
credibility, yeah.
I mean, he's not the first guy that's put his hands on a gal in a disco or something, you know. But from the standpoint, he should have had his ass back on that plane going back with them. I mean,
yeah.
That's common. And you know, first time that I saw that, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I don't know what I've ever heard of somebody doing that. Not a head coach. I don't care whether you got an open date or what. You don't stay up there and whatever. He tried to play the family card, and then the video came out, and that blew all that up and everything. But from the standpoint of, you're supposed to be on the plane going back with the club. I would have thought that would have been grounds to get him if they'd wanted to. Now, the other question is, Matt, if he had been 7-6 right now, would they have done this?
I'm going to say probably not.
Wait till the season?
And then, yes.
Yeah, okay. What if they got four games left?
Mm-hmm.
What if they'd have won, What if they were 9-8? What if they had 17 games now? And what if they'd finished 9-8? Or, 10-7, something like that.
You know what it would probably depend on? So here's the first thought that comes to my mind. Mm-hmm. What you brought up a few minutes ago. What else is there?
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to make assumptions. I'm just saying.
Yeah, normally something.
There's better. Always right. things we don't know.
You don't know. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Good question. Look, we talk about it all the time. Winning cures cancer. Mm-hmm. Exaggerating, but what I'm saying.
Yeah, it just does, yeah.
Especially right. in professional sports. So if they were a playoff team, we're probably not having this conversation right now.
That's the reality of it.
Now, yeah, whether it's right or wrong, that's probably
right.
the reality.
Yeah, right, right.
But and also, this is on the heels. Like the report on the Marvin Jones on the confrontation with the receiver coach.
Had the conversation with the receiver.
Yeah, with the receiver.
With the receiver, and then
well,
he,
with
you know,
the receiver. I'm sorry.
Sure,
with the,
sure.
Yeah,
sure.
with the
no,
receiver.
No, sure,
that,
certainly.
That just came out over the weekend, which, I mean, it happened 2.5 weeks ago, but I'm just saying the story was fresh on everyone's mind
yes.
and
oh,
so
yeah.
forth.
Oh,
and it had
that.
Been discussed. And that's why, but like Adam Schefter, I mean, he was saying this morning, he goes, I was told over the weekend that you know, they were, you know, basically the word he used was the decision over the weekend was we're going to stay the course. He
mm-hmm.
thought he was going to get
sure.
another year just
right.
last weekend. But then the story comes out on Wednesday that
right.
that you're, you know, kicking the kicker. And did you see the back and forth that was reported there that,
yeah,
you know, he kicks him and says, hey, make your yeah. effing kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kicker says, don't you effing kick me again. And they, the kicker reportedly says, Meyer told him, I'm the head ball coach. I will kick you whenever the F I want. You know, I don't know if all that really happened or not, but I'm just saying one on top of the other, and I
sure.
think that was the final straw, you know.
Well, and that had gone to, apparently, it had made its way through the Players Association. Now, they're liable to act on it. So you're into, and then what the Lawrence, the quarterback, made some remark of,
yeah.
you know, how much, you know, whether they used the word noise or whatever term he used, drama.
Yeah.
You know, that's more so in the NFL. Well, no kidding, son. You know, but from the standpoint of all these things all tend to add up. And I think Shad Khan was trying to make it work because he had a plan. And then Bamo is just like y'all saying that things kind of add up and they add up. Now, again, if they had been sitting there at 7-6 or what have you, or someplace a little bit above 500, would this have happened? But, you know, who knows? I think the guy's out of place at that level, you know, to be real long.
Well, it sure seems like it.
Well, without any NFL experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, again, Jimmy right. didn't have any, you know, and things like that. And now,
yeah, but you know what? He wasn't sticking back at a bar after getting beat in 1989.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Not that Coach had never walked into a bar. But
no, but not after
but,
a loss.
No, after they got beat, he
right.
had been back in there with those guys banging away on things.
He probably would have been watching film on the plane home.
Oh, he would have been, and
yeah.
and get back in there the way things were. Matt,
yes.
you heard all these stories,
oh,
trying
yeah.
to get some other kids in there that can play, you know, and being the personnel guy and all the things associated with that. I still think that incident there is the one that really lit the fuse to me of not going back with the team that time.
Well, at the very least, and whether it's fair or unfair, I mean, he's the one that did it.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, it brings into question, it's going to sound bad, but how committed are you? You know, are
there's
you?
There's no question.
Because
no.
Pat, you just said it. Jimmy Johnson, many others. You just bring up Jimmy because you know him.
Yeah, right.
But how many other coaches would have not only been on the flight going home, working on the flight going home?
Oh.
Some might have gone straight to the office.
Oh yeah, depending on what time you got back.
Yes.
Most of them probably would have. You go if it's a night, you go straight to the office and start banging away. You know, no.
And he's playing grab ass with some woman in a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Exactly, and say you want to stay home and see your grandkids or something like that. Come on now. Come on, bro, you know. And you go to the bar, which doesn't make you, you know, but you don't do that. You get on the plane and go back is what you do.
Yep.
So, well.
Well, we'll see who the next guy is. Like we said, Pat, it's, 10 seasons now with double-digit losses in their last 11 years.
Now, do you think that the other one kicker, somebody asked me that this morning, I know we're going to get on with this, but, you know, that's the franchise that's rumored to move to London.
Mm-hmm.
Do you long-term, with all these things adding up, you think Shad Khan said, hey, I can't sell this guy going to London.
Well, possible. Now, I would also...
Not the bottom line, probably.
Maybe not the bottom line, but I would also say this. With the things coming out, with the confrontations with players. Now, look, I understand that coaches at that level... You know, they're not always wishing warm thoughts to players. I mean, look, right, there's coaching that goes on.
Oh, yeah.
But, Pat, I mean, that stuff has to at least be out there when it comes to signing free agents.
No question.
You know, I mean...
No, that's, thank you.
You see what
it's
I'm saying?
Part of it. Yeah.
I mean,
you
so...
Go to, now, everybody's got a price. But
yes,
on the
right.
same hand, on the same hand, you're exactly right. Do you want to... If I'm the agent, you want to tell your client, hey, now listen, you understand what you're getting into down here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, just... Okay, for an example, let's say you've... Let's say a guy's got two, the best two offers on the table are from Jacksonville and, I don't know, Las Vegas, okay, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... You know, whoever the coach will be at Las Vegas, we don't know. You know, Bisacci is the interim, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
right.
You know,
I know what you mean.
Okay, so I can go make X amount of money here or X amount of money there. If I go there, I got to put up with that garbage.
Mm-hmm. No,
you know,
I mean, 100% right. It'll affect free agency, no question, and it'll affect hiring coaches.
But you better believe it,
players,
yeah.
But as coaches, I mean, back
yes.
to Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy, you know. I don't think, and you could speak to this, Pat, I don't think Jimmy ever had his assistant coaches turn on him and so forth.
Oh, no, no, Lord, no. Jimmy was a good guy to work for.
Well, and he didn't throw him under the bus. Like on the running back situation, on when James Robinson, you know, he was benched for 19 or 20 plays, and they asked mm-hmm. him after the game, and Meyer says he didn't realize how long he was on the bench and said, why don't you go ask Bernie Parmalee, the running back's coach.
Yeah.
And then also the thing relating to Marvin Jones and then that it came out also that he had called his assistant coaches losers, you know, during a meeting.
Right.
So what I'm saying is it's not only the players that turned on him probably. I think probably the truth of the matter is a lot of those assistant coaches
somebody
behind
was
the
talking.
Scenes to Shad Khan. Yeah.
We coached Bernie Parmalee. Yeah. I used to let Bernie, when he was we brought him on as a NFL graduate assistant, I let him use my locker because he didn't have a locker. Bernie Parmalee is the finest guy, one of the finest guys you've ever been around. And he's worked his way up from, he was the guy that was the UPS man that Shula got. Remember, Mike? Matt to go
yes.
run the football.
Yeah,
I mean this is a hell of a guy.
Right,
you know,
and
yeah, all that. And so when I in the whole deal, you know, so yeah, Meyer got what he deserved.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.